This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 367. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, as well as any discount codes from our sponsors, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 367. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, Shameless Moms. Happy Monday. Welcome, welcome. If you're listening in live time, it is Labor Day. And for some of you, that means it's almost back to school time. And some of you, you've been back to school forever. So regardless of where you stand, I hope that you're enjoying this holiday. If it is a holiday where you are, I know many of you are outside the US, but I hope that you are enjoying this time with your family. I hope that you're enjoying the last little bit of summertime. Right now, I have to tell you, we are in, as I record this, I'm in the last couple weeks of August where I knew coming into summer, this would be like the hardest part of summer. It's when I have the least amount of childcare. The days are super wonky and I'm just keeping on with my attitude of embracing adventure over chaos. And depending on the day, I'm doing like between a C+ and a B+ in terms of like a grade I would give myself for embracing adventure over chaos. Next week, I have my camping trip with Vinny. And by the time this goes live, that will already have passed. But if you keep up with me on Instagram, I, of course, share all those kinds of adventures over at the Shameless Mom Academy. So make sure you're checking out the show over there. Before we dive into today's content, I want to give a shout out to our Shameless Mom of the Week. So Shameless Mom of the Week always goes to someone who leaves a review of the show in Apple Podcasts or in iTunes and lets me know how the show has impacted them. So Shameless Mom of the Week this week is Alyssa Fessler. She says, listening to this podcast will push you to go for all your dreams and goals. I have been listening to Sarah for quite a few months now. I am now writing a review because honestly, it needs to be done. And her episode on making people comfortable really resonated with me. As a survivor of child sexual and emotional abuse, I needed to hear this. I started my healing journey a year and a half ago and have made huge strides so far in my life. I have already created boundaries with my family, but I never realized that I had no boundaries with people that I never see. I wasn't posting my story or my true feelings because I didn't want to make someone uncomfortable. I realized I was still hiding in my little girl shell because of my past trauma. I would like to personally thank Sarah for helping me drop off some of the emotional baggage I've been carrying around. You personally helped me to start writing my book so that I can inspire and uplift others, start my own skincare business, and take back my sanity and my power. I will never again diminish my own light in fear of outshining others. Thank you so much for showing up, hashtag every damn day. Alyssa, wow. Thank you for this submission, this review, letting us know how the Shameless Mom Academy has impacted you. And girlfriend, we see you shining like a mother. It is no small thing to put these stories and experiences and traumas out into the universe. And also it impacts so many other women when we can share and connect through our deepest truths, even when they're really dark. So I so appreciate you. And I know that you sharing and writing that book, oh my gosh, that will save lives. And just know that the work that you're doing on yourself is going to have tremendous impact on you and your legacy and on so many other women. So I am really, really proud of you and so inspired by what you're doing and really excited to see what comes next. So please do keep me posted. Thank you, Alyssa. And congratulations on being Shameless Mom of the Week. If you want to nominate yourself for Shameless Mom of the Week, all you got to do is go to shamelessmom.com/review. And that drops you right into our portal to leave a review and let me know how the show has impacted your life. So moving along, we have some back to school stuff to talk about. It's kind of funny. This has been recommended to me like 3 times recently where someone has been like, you're going to do a back to school episode, right? And I'm like, I don't know. Isn't that kind of overdone? But then I started thinking about it and I was like, actually, I have some things to say about this. And then as I was typing out some notes, I started thinking about Barry Manilow's song, Looks Like We Made It. And I had my Alexa play it for me and I was kind of dying. And I wish I could play it for you. I can't because of copyright laws, but I wish I could play it for you. Just like the chorus part of it, because it's sounds so cheesy. And also it's exactly how you all maybe with me will be feeling if you haven't already had this experience of dropping your child off on that first day of school and just being like, oh my gosh, the freedom. So if you have already done that or you're approaching that day, for us, it's still a couple days away. Just know that we are all in this together. And it is like this universal time of year where we all get to kind of hit reset and refresh. And I think that that's really, really valuable. And so the reason I wanted to do an episode that was really specific around going back to school is because I think that the reset is really key. And I think there's some really significant and important things we can do with these opportunities to reset that are really important and actually have long-term impact. And so that's why we're going to talk about some new back to school routines that you need now. I don't say this lightly. I say this like in my biggest like teacher coach capacity. You need to change some things up and you need to take some responsibility for changing some things up. I want you to be able to have better management of your time and energy so that you can get what you want out of this next season, the end of 2019, this next school year, all of those things. And I have said this before, but I strongly believe that September really is the new year for moms. Like we send our kids back to school. There's just this energy around it. Even if you have littles, you have changes in childcare often in September. Just there's just a massive shift and a very transition-y feel. That's so not a technical term. A very transition-y feel to this season of the year. And I think we need to capitalize on that. When you feel that energy, you need to give into it. You need to lean into it. So this is a great time to integrate new systems, new routines. It's a great time for some reorganize the things that need to be reorganized. And this is a great time to really look at what those things can be and what that can look like for you to free up your time in order to spend more time and energy on the things that you really want to spend time and energy on. And maybe that means like less time doing laundry. Let's talk about that. Maybe that means less time making dinner. Let's talk about that. Less time picking up after the kids or cleaning up the dog poop, all those kinds of things. Maybe it means less time being in charge of every single thing at your house, being the household manager for every single decision, right? So that's what we're going to dive into today. So there's going to be 3 things we're going to talk about, 3 routines that I want you to look at incorporating as part of a reset as we go into a new school year. So first of all, and I'll also say, You could integrate these three things anytime. I am choosing to do it because it's a natural season to be doing it. But if you're listening to this like 3 months out and it's like the beginning of December or it's February, whatever, like these can all be integrated at any time. They're definitely not specific to back to school, but this is a great natural time to be diving into them. So number one is delegation and reorg of family roles. So I want you to look at, as your kids are older, we often don't delegate more. Like it takes us a while to recognize, oh wait, my kids are older. They can do way more stuff around the house. I'm still doing way too much stuff for them. So this is great. It's also a great way for you to frame it to look at, okay, the kids are now in whatever grades and they can do more things. They can take on more responsibility because they are getting older. And it's a natural time to add that to their plates because there's a lot of conversation already about like, oh, now you're a big kid going into whatever grade. And that means it's time to practice being more responsible and stepping up in the family and doing your fair share and all those things. So this is like whether you have a kid going into like pre-K or fourth grade or a sophomore in high school, any of those age groups, this is an appropriate conversation to have to say, okay, so here are some things that need to get done in this household on a regular basis, and you are now capable of doing more. Which of these things are you going to take on? And having a family conversation about that. So I think the first way to look at doing this is for you to identify what needs to get done every day, every week, every month. And you could even set a timer and do a brain dump. I love to set a timer and do a brain dump because then it feels very concise to be like, I'm going to think about this for 10 minutes and just see what happens. We don't have to feel like we need to take a half a day for it. Just like a 10-minute brain dump, you'll be amazed by how much you get out. So do a brain dump of like three columns. What needs to get done every day, every week, every month? And then look at, what can you delegate? What can you reorganize? Some of those things can go to your kids. Some of those things can go to a partner, perhaps, if you are not in a single household family. There might be a neighbor who is aged up. So I know that we have a couple neighbors who are 13 who are helping us with some things on an increasing basis as they get older and able to be more responsible. So we have two girls that walk our dog on a regular basis. They actually, one of them babysits for us kind of routinely now, and the other one's going to start babysitting for us more. So we have some things where we have outside of our family, we have some roles that are taken care of by other caretakers that live outside of our home as well. So what all needs to get done and then divide it up, and what are the things that other people can do? This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, three out of four homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S, aquatrue.com, code Shameless. So I know like Vinny can do a lot of emptying the dishwasher now. So every time I go to empty the dishwasher now, I'm like, hey, Vinny, time to do the silverware. And I'm not saying he loves it, but he comes and does it. He can put away his own clothes. So he does that. There's stuff that he can do out in the yard. There are other things that he can do in the household. So one of the things that we have that I'll actually talk a little bit more about later, but we have a cleaner come every 2 weeks, which is so awesome and lovely. But if any of you have cleaners, you know that you do like a massive pickup of your house before the cleaners come so that they can clean the surfaces. And for some reason, that seems to always fall on the mom. I don't know if it's just me, but for some reason, for a long time, like years, that fell on me. And I was like, why am I the person every other Wednesday running around like a chicken with my head cut off after I drop Vinny off from school, picking up the whole entire house for like an hour before the cleaners come? The whole family could actually do this every other Tuesday night so that I don't have to waste all of my Wednesday morning doing it. So that's something that now we are integrating into delegation of family roles. We all get ready for the cleaners together because a lot of it is like Vinny picking up Legos. Let's be honest, like that does not need to be my job. So we've been looking more and more at how can he take more responsibility? And then also how can I let my husband know in the most gentle, loving way, some of the things that he could do to help as well, because a lot of the new stuff comes onto my plate. So this year, Vinny is doing soccer and cross country and in the fall, and they have like a practice and a meet or practice and a game each week. So that's four things a week that we need to be planning for. And so looking at delegation within that as well. So look at who can take on more and take off of the family manager's plate. Oftentimes it's the mom that's the family manager or the default parent. And so what can other people in the family be doing? Now, number two, the second routine that I want you to embrace. So the first routine is delegation reorg. That's the first, it's not really a routine. It's going to be a one-time thing, but it's going to impact all of your routines, I hope. The next thing, number two, this is actually going to be routine, weekly family meetings. So we are just about to start this. My husband and I have actually talked it through already. I'm so excited. So we are starting it. Maybe by the time this goes live, we will have started it already because we've talked it out and we have kind of have a framework for it. But a really powerful routine, and the perfect time to implement this is right now, is a weekly family meeting. And I'm going to tell you what we're going to incorporate on our family meetings because this might be helpful for all of you. Basically, my goal in a family meeting, I was the one that suggested it. And I said, I would love to have a meeting so that at the beginning of the week, I could have you all help me make some decisions that I don't want to be solely responsible for anymore. Like, I don't want to pick what's for dinner every night. I would love some input. And I also know that like, if they have suggestions around what's for dinner, they can help make some dinners too. I also want to be able to look at our calendar for the week and look at all the places Vinny needs to be and figure out who can help with that. I don't need to be doing all of the carpooling and all of the driving. I also want to be able to look at the calendar and say like, okay, I have something going on Tuesday night. I'm going to be out of town on Thursday and Friday, those kinds of things. So it gives me a chance to make sure that everything is covered while in the space of sitting down one time with my family. It also helps them recognize that these are all the things we all have to be responsible for together this week, and how can we make it go smoothly. It also gives us an opportunity to do things like plan events together and make sure that we're all looking forward to certain things during the week and we all know what's going to happen. It's not up to the mom to be the gatekeeper of all these things all the time, yet we typically take that on. So if you integrate this family meeting, that's the natural place and space for you to do some delegation. You can also get input and ask other people in the family what they need, so everyone gets a turn. So what this is going to look like for us, we are going to jointly plan our dinner schedule for the week. We're going to plan pickups, drop-offs, carpools, all those kinds of things for sporting events and anything else that we have going on, birthday parties, whatever, what have you. we're going to look at special events and schedule changes. So for example, if I have to be gone one night, if I have any travel, same thing with my husband, looking at all of those for the week, making sure that we have everything covered, especially on days that if Vinny doesn't have extended care or if we both have to be out late after extended care is closed. Then we'll also go through and make sure that everyone gets a chance to talk about any needs that they have, any requests that they have. We will go through delegation of chores and tasks that need to be done. So we'll talk through things like making lunches for the week. Like if I'm going to be gone on Thursday night, I don't want to be responsible for making lunch for Friday because making lunch is an evening activity. If I'm going to be gone for the evening, Vinny and Vince can do that together. I don't need to do that when I get home at 10 o'clock on a Thursday night. So looking through things like that. Delegation of laundry, delegation of cleaning and preparing for the cleaners to come. Again, like I said, I don't need to spend an hour to an hour and a half picking up my whole house on a Wednesday when the whole family could do that in a quarter of the time on a Tuesday night. And then looking at errands that need to be run. So birthday gifts, like, oh my gosh, the list that we're getting right now, it's like every email I open, it's like, here's what you need for soccer gear. Here's what you need for cross country. Here's what you need for school supplies. Here's what you need for special project. I mean, it's like endless. So looking at just errands that need to be run and things that need to be picked up, those kinds of things. Next is planning fun, looking ahead at the week and being like, oh, look, we don't have anything scheduled next weekend. Or maybe we all want to do a family dinner together, like go out to dinner on, you know, Tuesday night. We can plan some fun. There's a great movie out we all want to see. So the family meeting doesn't just need to be like business and chores. It can be a place to plan fun. You could even go around and do highs and lows or roses and thorns where you say like, this is one thing that went great last week. This is one thing I need some help with. So you could really have it be a fun, light conversational space. It doesn't need to be heavy and hard. So if you keep it fun and light, then when you have specific needs or maybe gripes, you have that lighter context in which you can bring things up, which can be really helpful. And then as a part of this, we have a whiteboard that we got. I got it on Amazon. If you search on Amazon for weekly whiteboard, although you could Google it too, you'll find a bunch of different choices. And it's basically just whiteboards that are divided by day. And so you can create. So what we're going to do is we'll put like what the dinner schedule is for the whole week on the whiteboard. Any time that, you know, any soccer practices will be noted on there, cross country, any events that my husband or I have where we're going to be gone, travel, birthday parties, so that everything can be on a schedule and that we can all be responsible for this information instead of it all just living inside of my head for me to have to like parse out to people as needed. I can get it out at the family meeting. It can be on the schedule. Everyone can know about it. And then I don't have to be responsible for it all. So I think that's going to be super powerful. And I'll keep you guys posted as we get into these family meetings and let you know how it goes. Other people who I know who have done this in different formats have found it to be tremendously valuable. And I will also say if you have a kid who might lean toward being a little anxious, this is a great way to ease anxiety, especially in a transition time, for them to be able to look at a calendar and know this is when all these things are happening. This is what I can expect this week. Mom's picking me up on Monday. Dad's picking me up on Tuesday. We have my soccer game on Wednesday. Like just having it really, really clear so that kids know what to expect. There is so much comfort in that. So, and I will tell you, like as a child who struggled with anxiety, anytime I knew what to expect, so much burden was taken off of my mind. And there was nothing more comforting to me. Those of you who struggle with anxiety can relate to this. There was nothing more comforting to me than walking into the beginning of a college course and getting a syllabus and literally looking at like every single thing on the syllabus and being like, okay, I know exactly what to expect every single week for the whole entire semester. So at Gonzaga, we were on semester. So I could look at like, here's when the tests are, here's when the papers are due. Like I wanted everything laid out for me. And that gave me so much comfort. And that structure was extremely important to me. So this is going to be really helpful if you have children who struggle with transition or just struggle with anxiety at all. Having these conversations will be helpful. And then having it be visible, having a schedule visible in your house will be really helpful. So like our whiteboard that we got, it's a magnetic one that we can stick on the fridge. And so we have it on the fridge and Minnie can see it. So that's number two, your routine of your weekly family meeting. Got it? All right. So the third routine, the third thing I want you to introduce is your morning routine. So I just want to show a hands all across the land for those of you who have a morning routine and let it just completely fall off the face of the earth during the summertime. So I have a morning routine, but it was compromised by the summer. I'm not going to lie. I still got up and did my morning routine Monday through Friday, as like every single day, unless we were on vacation. I actually did it most of the days on vacation too, because let's be honest, I'm super anal. I mean, no one's surprised, but it definitely shifted a little bit over the summer. It was a little more loosey-goosey. I got up a little later because I was going to bed later, just like all sorts of things. So I'm going to talk about what my morning routine looks like. I'm going to talk about the 15-minute manifest. So the 15-minute manifest, if you don't have it, this is a free resource I created for Shameless Moms. You should all have it. No matter what degree to which you integrate it, you need to have this resource. So if you go to shamelessmom.com/15mm, as in minute manifest, you will get this free resource. So that's shamelessmom.com/15mm. And this resource is basically a framework for you to create a 15-minute morning routine. You could actually make it considerably shorter. You could make it considerably longer. My morning routine is about an hour-ish to an hour and a half. Like, I love it to be an hour and a half. I don't always give it that much time, but that's because I do a full workout in there. And I also piddle around and do things on the computer usually. So I am a little bit of like a time waster in my morning routine, because I like to just get up and be a little bit like lazy. I'm not like just all about business. So I get up extra early to be like, I'm going to like do a little surfing over here. I'm going to check out a few things over here. And then I'm going to do my affirmations. And I have kind of a whole system that I do. But the 15-minute manifest, when you break it down to its most basic framework, it is three activities that you do for 5 minutes each. So super simple. You can start with this and you can always make it longer. And you could even make each of these activities 1 minute. I mean, it could be a 3-minute manifest and it would still have massive impact on your day. And I can tell you, so many women in my community have integrated this system, this routine, and found it to be so beneficial. Because here's what happens. When you integrate a morning routine that is just for you, that you do before your kids get up, or if you have kids who are already up but are able to be independent, you can do it then. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder. So if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SHAMELESS. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code SHAMELESS. Nutrafol.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed, and the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use active skin repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, active skin repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own active skin repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about active skin repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. It gives you a power in your day where you have started the day on your terms rather than starting your day out reactive. You have the chance to get your mind in the right place. You get your goals set up for the day in the right place so that you really have a strong sense of where you want to go from a place that is positive, that's powerful, that's purposeful. And you feel like you have a strong sense of direction with the right attitude to take on the day. And that makes all the difference. Okay, so the first component of the 15-minute manifest is mindset prep. So for the first 5 minutes of your morning routine, you're going to read. If you have more time, absolutely read, like sit and sip your coffee and read for as long as you can. But you want to read either personal development, or I recommend personal development or autobiography genres, but reading that's going to stimulate your mind and inspire you to see your life in new, different, more dynamic ways. This will help you learn how to expand your perspective and how to see your life through a different lens and how to take specific steps toward building a life that you truly love. This is an eye-opening and dramatically shifting experience when you start off your day with inspiration from someone else. And there's a million books that are amazing for this. When you download the 15-minute manifest over at shamelessmom.com/15mm, I give you a book list of recommended books to start with that will allow you to just like pick one that sounds interesting to you. And literally you sit down, you set a timer, like it's that simple. You set a timer for 5 minutes and you read. And what's going to happen is you're reading these books and these personal development books is you're going to get ideas and be like, yes, yes, like that's how I want to live. That's the mindset I want to adopt. That's the ideas that I want to be integrating into my life. And you'll get fired up and inspired and motivated to live your life in a certain way that gives you a certain sense of power about your day. The next step for this is after you spend your 5 minutes reading, you're going to do 5 minutes of mental prep. So the second phase of your 15-minute manifest is your mental prep, where you again set a timer for 5 minutes and you're going to just write for 5 minutes and journal about what you want your day to look like. Now, I'm going to give you some framework around this for people who are like, I don't know where to start with this. So if you don't know what to say in a journal entry, because I am not someone who just like sits and writes paragraphs in a journal, then I'm going to give you a framework. So you can start off with three statements to complete every morning. So the first statement is, today I want to feel, and then you list three or so feeling words. So it might be, I want to feel patient. I want to feel joyful. I want to feel kind. It might be, I want to feel connected. I want to feel grounded. I want to feel feminine. So pick three words that are good for you. That free download, when you download that, you're going to get like, I think I give you a list of like 100 feeling words that you can pick from, which is fun to look through because, right, we often have like the same feeling words that we pick. I want to feel productive, focused, and positive. Like you just pick the same three over and over. So this feeling word list is really awesome because it actually helps you be a little more creative in how you want to feel. The second part that you're going to write, the second thing you're going to write is, today I want to accomplish blank. And then you list three action steps that will take you closer to a goal. So this isn't like, I want to accomplish checking email, making breakfast, and taking a shower. No. It's going to be three action steps that take you closer to a specific goal. So for me, it might be, I want to accomplish reaching out to a podcast guest that I want to get on the show, who I know my audience will just love, who will actually help me grow my downloads. I want to create content for Shameless Mom Con because I want to make sure that I have amazing content and sell out this event. And maybe I want to finish up a conversation that I'm having around working with a new one-on-one client who's been considering working with me. And I want to get back in touch with her and say like, hey, are you ready to get going? Like, let's get this done. Let's get the contract signed. Let's move forward and work together. So three things that will actually move the needle and take you closer to a goal. And those three things become the first three things that you do during your day once you get the kids to school, daycare, or if you have your kids at home, once you kind of get your day underway, because this is very applicable for stay-at-home moms as well. So you might be doing this in the morning and thinking, okay, so when the kids are napping later or when they have a little downtime themselves, this is what I'm going to be working on during my downtime, these three action steps that take me closer to a goal. And then number three, today I am grateful for blank, and you're going to list three things that you're grateful for. And now with this, I don't believe, this is going to sound weird, I don't believe in gratitude that's like, I'm grateful for my house, my family, and like the sun. Not that those aren't important things to be grateful for, they are, but I want you to be really specific. So think of something really special and specific. I like to think about things like, I'm grateful for a certain conversation that I had with Vinny or something that he did that made me laugh. I'm grateful for, you know, one of my things that I am always grateful for is silly things around tactile feeling. So putting on my UGG slippers or holding a hot cup of coffee or getting into my bed when I have my mattress warmer on. So tactile feelings are often on my list of things I'm grateful for. It might be on a hot day, like the fan hitting me. So thinking of other things, I'm grateful for a conversation that I had with someone. I'm grateful for an interaction I had with a coaching client. I'm grateful for the conversation that I had with the guy at Trader Joe's who was so friendly. I'm grateful for the opportunity I had to buy coffee for the person impacted by homelessness outside of the grocery store. I'm grateful that the flowers are finally blooming or for the delicious peach I ate, you know, that was like with the juice running down my hands. So really small moments are actually the things that I want you to connect to. Because when you connect with those small moments of gratitude, they actually move the needle in a way that allows you to feel and find gratitude in your life on a much more consistent basis, which can impact your bigger life attitude, your overall attitude, and your ability to shift gears and keep a positive attitude on an ongoing basis. So that's why it's important to find, I think it's important to find gratitude in small contexts, not just like, I'm so glad I have a roof over my head, a good job, and a healthy family. Those things are important, but I want you to dial it down and be more specific than that. So that's going to be your writing. So that's going to take about 5 minutes. I give you all of the specifics on how to do that in the download. And then your last 5 minutes is going to be movement. So you have your first step is your mindset prep, then you have your mental prep, and then you have movement, 5 minutes of movement. And now you might be thinking like, what can you actually accomplish in 5 minutes? Oh, let me tell you, you can accomplish a lot. So I actually, in the download, give you tons of options. I think I give you five different ways to work out. And within that, I give you five different yoga videos that you can follow that are 5 minute yoga videos that I found on YouTube. I did all the research for you. Then I give you a handful of interval workouts that you can do that only last for 5 minutes. So here's the thing. You might be thinking like 5 minutes of exercise, does that really matter? Yes, because the goal here is for you to feel strong, powerful, and capable. The goal is for you to stretch and open your body, which will open your mind and your heart. So this is not about like, how many calories can I burn? And am I going to get a six pack? I mean, maybe you are. I don't know. I don't care. That's not the goal. That for me is not the goal in exercise ever anymore. For me, the goal in exercise is to feel strong, powerful, and capable. And that is it. And so I want you to bring movement in, incorporate movement with that goal in mind. So my workouts, and this is from someone who's been in the fitness industry for 16 years, my workouts at this point last anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, never any longer. And if I'm doing them at home, which I do 4 to 5 days a week, I'm working out at home, they're 10 to 20 minutes long. Two-ish days a week, I'll go running, and that's a little closer to 30 minutes. That's it. So if you want to bring it to that degree, you can. But also, there's days where I will just stretch for 5 minutes or do something really quick. Like, there's times where I'll just do like a handful of sets of push-ups and be like, we're calling it good, just to get the blood flowing. So short workouts can absolutely be really impactful. Do not skip this. People think this is like the part they can skip. This part is important. Getting the blood flowing is important. It gets your energy up. It shifts your energy. It shifts the way you engage in the world when you shift your physical energy. It's very important. So those are your three steps. Your mindset prep, your mental prep, and your movement are your three steps for your 15-minute manifest to kick off every day for your morning routine. You can also do this in the evening. I have some people who do it twice a day. You're welcome to do that. But looking at how you can integrate this little habit, this little routine that's going to really have massive impact. So when we go back and we look at the three different things we've talked about here, the first routine that I want you to dive into is delegation and reorg. So this is going to be probably a one-time thing. I would actually recommend doing this like on a monthly basis, doing a little reorg of all the family needs. Then weekly, you're going to do your weekly family meetings, and daily, you're going to invest in your morning routine. These three things will absolutely change the trajectory of the rest of your 2019. This will change how you free up space and energy to invest in yourself in new ways and to invest in your family in new ways and to find energy to do things that light you up rather than being stuck in the muck of laundry and meal prep and making lunches and being responsible for all the birthday gifts and all the soccer gear and all the practices. There is absolutely a time and a place for you to delegate and plan and use your resources together as a family so that everyone gets their needs met. And this is not a time for you to decide, I'm going to just like feel my way through the last 4 or 5 months of this year. No. I guess there's only 4 months left of the year. So it's not a time for you to just fumble your way through the next 4 months, the last 4 months of 2019. This is a time for you to reset and refocus and re-engage in habits and routines that are really going to light you up and create space for you to be as productive and purposeful as possible in these last few months of this year so that you can really get what you want out of the remaining of the year. So I hope this was helpful. Please share this episode. If you're like, yes, every mama I know needs to invest in family meeting time and morning routines and a delegation and reorg of family systems and roles, please share this episode out because there's a lot of shameless mamas who need this message today, who need to end their 2019 in the most powerful and purposeful way possible. And if you share this episode, that can help them do so. So you can screenshot the episode, share it out on any social media platform, tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy. I will reply back and give you lots of love and see you over there. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.